Lieutenant Dave Parker of the Anchorage Police Department says a great many Anchorage car and truck owners were very startled when they went to use their vehicles last weekend.
Sometime between Friday night at 10 o'clock and Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we had a rash of windows that were broken. There were a few in businesses, but mainly they were vehicle windows. At last count, it was more than 125.
Parker's original press release on Sunday afternoon described 60 reports. But that was just the beginning, as Lieutenant Parker's latest 125-plus tally indicates. By Tuesday morning, he suspected most of the victims had discovered they'd been hit and contacted APD. Parker says the amount of glass shattering is without precedent for the department.
We've had a few windows smashed, you know, like down one road or something like that in my history here at APD. 10, maybe 15, but never 125. At least in the last 15 or 20 years, no one here recollects there being that many windows that have been damaged.
And the geographic range stretches across the city, including the Jewel Lake and Sand Lake areas, downtown, midtown, East Anchorage, Muldoon, and Eagle River. The weapon used appears to have been a BB or pellet gun. The favorite targets of choice were the side and rear windows of SUVs.
Those windows are very expensive due to their design, the fact that they have to be custom made for each vehicle. Plus, some of those rear windows have things like windshield wipers in them. They have the windshield washer nozzle. They have the heating elements in them. And then they have the stoplight actually attached to them. So it makes it a very expensive proposition, up to $2,000 per window to replace.
In most cases, the cost of the individual windows move each vandalism incident from misdemeanor status to felony. The law defines felonies as crimes involving a value of $500 and above. One incident involving a business rises well above the highest, over $100,000 felony level.
For some reason, Allen and Peterson's was hit hard, $190,000 worth of glass breakage there.
So far, the status of the investigation into the vandalism spree remains under wraps.
Detectives are not releasing any information on information that they're receiving at this time, but again, we really need folks to come forward and to help us solve this crime, because it's a huge crime wave. If someone walked into a bank and stole $250,000, that would be a significant thing. Well, these folks have created at least that much damage in just a short period of hours.
Individuals who have any information about the criminal or criminals responsible for the vandalism, or simply about one of the incidents, are asked to call either Crime Stoppers, 561-STOP, that's 561-7867, or you may call 786-8900. The 786-8900 number should also be used if you've just discovered you too have a vehicle whose windows were broken. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.